The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Here to Stay, How to Protect and Enhance Your Hearing by Bonnie Liebman. What can keep your ears in good working order? Limiting loud noise from headphones, rock concerts, lawnmowers, power tools, etc. is step one. But researchers are also looking for other ways to protect your inner ears. We conducted a number of studies among over 200,000 participants in three ongoing cohorts of women and men to examine risk factors for hearing loss, says Sharon Curran, a Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital physician and epidemiologist. We also examined changes in hearing thresholds measured by audiometry in a sound booth in a subset of over 3,700 participants. The findings consistently showed that eating a healthier diet, such as the DASH or Mediterranean diet, was associated with approximately a 30% lower risk of hearing loss. A DASH, or Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension diet, is packed with fruits and vegetables and includes low-fat dairy, seafood, poultry, beans, nuts, and healthy oils. How might diet protect hearing? Hearing damage can occur if there is reduced blood flow to the cochlea, injury from insufficient oxygen, oxidative damage caused by byproducts of energy metabolism, inflammation, or degeneration of the neuronal cells that transmit sound signals in the ear and brain, says Curran. A healthier diet could prevent or slow that damage. It could lead to better blood lipid levels, lower blood pressure, healthier blood vessel linings, reduced oxidative damage, and less inflammation, says Curran. Curran's research doesn't prove that diet can protect hearing. Something else about people who eat a healthy diet could explain their better hearing. But even so, a healthy diet is a win. The DASH and healthy Mediterranean diets are associated with a lower risk of heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and stroke, notes Curran. Not smoking, staying physically active, maintaining a healthy weight, and limiting the use of acetaminophen, ibuprofen, and aspirin may also help prevent hearing loss, she adds. A common perception is that hearing loss is an inevitable part of the aging process, says Curran, but our findings illustrate that changes in diet and lifestyle may prevent hearing loss or delay its progression. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Step on it. Why exercise? The reasons keep on coming. When researchers tracked 78,500 people aged 40 to 79, every 2,000 steps per day, up to around 10,000 per day, was linked to roughly a 10% lower risk of dying of any of 13 cancers or cardiovascular disease over the next 7 years. And in a study that followed 1,194 adults with prediabetes and 493 with diabetes, those who took 10,000 steps a day had a 25% lower risk of dying over 9 years than those who took no more than 3,800 steps a day. For those with prediabetes, or 2,500 steps a day for those with diabetes. What to do? Keep moving. These studies can't prove that staying active can keep you healthy, but the body of evidence that exercise cuts the risk of more than a dozen harms is compelling. Big breakfast or dinner? Do people burn more calories if they eat a big breakfast rather than a big dinner? Scientists provided diets with 1,700 calories to 30 people with overweight or obesity for 2 4-week periods. During the big breakfast period, they got 45% of their calories at breakfast and 20% at dinner. During the big dinner period, the percentages were flipped. Lunch was always 35% of calories. The researchers found no difference in calories burned or weight lost, about 7 pounds. However, people reported less hunger on the big breakfast diet, which could have led them to eat less if they hadn't been encouraged to eat all the provided food. Note, one of the authors had previously consulted for Kellogg. What to do? Most studies find that when you eat doesn't change how many calories you burn or how much weight you lose. But if you think that a big breakfast might curb your hunger for longer, it's worth a try. Risky UV wands. Some ultraviolet or UV disinfecting wands, pitched to kill bugs like E. coli or Salmonella on surfaces, emit unsafe levels of radiation that may injure skin or eyes in a few seconds, warns the FDA. Some wands give off 3,000 times more UVC than the recommended limit. What to do? Go to the FDA's website for a list of risky UV sanitizers. Chemical disinfectants are safer. It isn't known whether UVC wands inactivate the COVID virus, says the FDA. Also, COVID is largely transmitted via air. Sweet comfort? Do people reach for sweets to soothe feelings? Scientists asked 116 college students to take a personality test, then randomly assigned them to get either a fake negative result, that they'd end up alone without any relationships later in life, or a fake neutral result, that they'd be accident prone later in life. The students were then asked to sample three unlabeled beverages. One was low in sugar, one had medium levels, and one was high, and to drink as much as they wanted of each. Students who got the negative result on the personality test drank more of the high sugar beverage than those who got the neutral result. They were then told about the fake results. What to do? Be aware of what makes you reach for sweets. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Easy beans. Inspired by the beans served with a full English breakfast, these baked beans are far less sweet than Boston-style ones. Plus, they're flavor-packed, easy to make, and freeze well. Pass the pot, please. British-ish, no-bake beans. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 onion, diced, 1 clove garlic, minced, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 1 bay leaf, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/8 teaspoon nutmeg, 2 cups diced butternut squash, 1 cup no salt added tomato puree, 2 15-ounce cans no salt added cannellini or other white beans, drained and rinsed, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon whole grain mustard, 1 tablespoon maple syrup or brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. In a large heavy pot or pan over medium heat, heat the oil until shimmering. Saute the onion until lightly browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the garlic, tomato paste, bay leaf, paprika, coriander, and nutmeg. Cook, stirring constantly until the tomato paste colors the oil, about 1 minute. Add the squash, tomato puree, beans, and 1 1/4 cups water. Bring to a boil, then simmer until the sauce is glossy and the squash and beans are tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the Worcestershire sauce, mustard, maple syrup, and salt. Serve warm or cold. Makes 6 cups. Food find. Garlic gone good. Black garlic? No, it's not garlic that's gone bad. It's garlic that's gotten good. Really good. Black garlic is regular garlic that has been aged until it gets dark, sticky, a little sweet, and much milder. It's also brimming with umami, that is, a deep savoriness. Whole Foods and many other grocers now sell whole black garlic heads in the produce aisle. How to use them? Make black garlic sauce. Drizzle the easy beans on sautéed or sesame-crusted tofu, chicken, or fish on roasted veggies. The sauce is potent, so you need only 1 tablespoon or so per 4 ounce of protein, and it keeps for weeks in the fridge. Pump up mayo. Peel and mash a clove or two, then mix it into mayo. It's a fabulous dip for breaded chicken or fish. Add to a stir fry. For an easy recipe, go to csp.com. INET.org/blackgarlic, or Try dried black garlic, like a shaker of Trader Joe's ground fermented black garlic. Use a few shakes to season vegetables, turkey burgers, soups, or stews. Sprinkle on top of avocado toast, hummus, eggs, pasta, you name it. Mix into a homemade salad dressing when you want a sweet, mild garlic taste. Say hello to the new black gold. Dish of the month, black garlic sauce. In a blender, puree 1/4 cup peeled black garlic, 1/2 cup reduced sodium soy sauce, 1/4 cup tahini, 3 tablespoons balsamic vinegar, and 2 tablespoons water. Mix 1 1/4 cups. Drizzle on fish, chicken, veggies, or tofu. Food fail. Meltdown. Frozen malted chocolate lava cake from Favorite Day is great to have on hand when your sweet tooth calls, says Target, which owns the Favorite Day line. How convenient. Why wait for a special occasion to indulge when you can stow a box, or two, or three, right in your freezer? And your sweet tooth won't be disappointed. Sugar is the first ingredient. Each single-serve, 3-inch diameter cake supplies 6 teaspoons of added sugar, half a day's worth. Top with a scoop of vanilla ice cream for a little extra sweetness, suggests Target. Hopefully your saturated fat tooth is also calling, because each cake has 14 grams of the stuff. That's 70% of a day's worth, along with its white flour that largely explains how Favorite Day squeezes 390 calories into a cupcake-sized snack. It's like eating 2 Hostess Ho-Hos greased with a tablespoon of lard. But why stop there? Favorite Day also sells frozen tiramisu, creme brulee, apple crumble blossoms, and an ultimate cheesecake collection. A serving of each supplies 240 to 480 calories, 26 to 60% of a day's added sugar, and 30 to 96% of a day's saturated fat. Favorite Day brings a little bliss in every bite, says Target. A little bliss, a lot of everything else. Some Like It Hot, Oatmeal and Other Hot Breakfast Finds, by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. Finding a healthy hot cereal starts out simple. Look for whole grains. Most hot cereals are. Exceptions, grits, cream of rice, and cream of wheat typically are refined. Minimizing sugar can get tricky, though. You can start with plain and add fruit, or go with one of the few lower sugar instants that don't add risky sweeteners. Prefer eggs, pancakes, or sausage to start your day? We'll cover that. Steel-cut shortcuts. There's nothing like steel-cut oats. While ordinary oats are rolled flat, steel-cuts are chopped into nice and chewy chunkies that some people prefer, though they're no more nutritious. The downside? Steel-cut oats need to simmer for 20 minutes. To save time, you can make a big batch, then refrigerate. To eat, just reheat a bowlful plus mix-ins in the microwave, or take a shortcut to hearty oats. Quick cooking steel-cut oats. Bob's Red Mill, Quaker, McCann's, and other serve-up oats that have been steel-cut into smaller pieces, so they cook in just 3 to 7 minutes. Extra thick. Rolled, aka old-fashioned, oats with names like Extra Thick from Bob's Red Mill or Thick and Rough from the Silver Palette are nice and chewy. They cook in about 10 minutes. Oats and More. Ready to branch out beyond oats? Woodstock 5-grain cereal adds whole grain rye, triticale, a wheat-rye hybrid, barley, and flax. The result? A deliciously varied texture, plus as much fiber, 5 grams, as a serving of oatmeal. And 6 minutes of simmering on the stovetop is all it takes to cook. Another good bet? Hodgson Mill Hearty Multigrain Hot Cereal, oats, wheat bran, quinoa flakes, milled flaxseed, wheat germ, and cracked whole wheat. Super Seeds. In the market for mix-ins? Nuts and fruits aren't the only whole ball game. Seeds also add a satisfying crunch, plus a dose of good fats, fiber, zinc, iron, magnesium, and more. Maybe that's why Purely Elizabeth adds flax and chia seeds to its unsweetened original superfood oatmeal. oats plus quinoa, and amaranth. Trader Joe's unsweetened instant oatmeal packets are similar. Or add your own flax or chia seeds to turn any oats into a super seedy hot cereal. For some extra plant protein, about 3 grams in every tablespoon, go with nutty-tasting shelled hemp seeds, aka hemp hearts, or pumpkin seeds. Easy muesli. Muesli has plenty going for it. It's usually made of whole grains like oats, rye, or buckwheat, and little or no added sugar. It's great hot or cold. Heat like oatmeal or serve with milk or yogurt right out of the bag or after soaking overnight in the fridge. It comes with built-in nuts, seeds, and fruit. Takes 7 Sundays Farmer's Market mix with its naturally sweet dates and currants plus almonds, sunflower seeds, and flax, or 7 Sundays Wild and Free mix, blueberries, chia, and pumpkin seeds, plus just 1 teaspoon of added sugar per half cup. Other winners include 3 from Bob's Red Mill, Old Country Style, Fruit and Seed, and Gluten-Free Muesli. Give bran a chance. It's not just that oat's bran, its outer layer, has extra fiber, 7 grams per serving versus oatmeal's 4 grams. Oat bran also cooks up surprisingly creamy. Love cream of wheat or grits? Think of oat bran as an upgrade. What's more, all 7 grams of fiber, 25% of a day's worth, are intact fiber, not the processed fibers that food companies love to toss in, like the chicory root extract in Quaker High Fiber or Fiber and Protein Instant Oatmeal, and they may not help keep you regular. Dropping sugar. In search of a sweetened, flavored packet of instant oats, your best bets have less than 5 grams, about a teaspoon, and added sugar. Quaker Lower Sugar Instant Oatmeal. Quaker offers standbys like apples and cinnamon and maple brown sugar, but slashes the added sugar in half thanks to sweet-tasting monk fruit extract. Kind Apple Cinnamon Almond Oatmeal. It has thicker cut oats and bigger apple chunks than Quaker's does. If you're looking for only a little sweetness, this one's for you. Kind goes light on the added sugar, 4 grams, and doesn't toss in any low-cal sweeteners. Too bad the company's other oatmeal varieties add more sugar, 7 to 9 grams. A protein pick. Quaker Protein, Kind Protein, Oatmeal, Kodiak Protein Packed Oatmeal. It seems like every company now makes oats with enough extra protein to double the protein, from 4 or 5 grams per packet to 10 plus grams. That can help turn oatmeal into a meal, especially if you aren't adding milk or yogurt. The problem? Most protein oats also toss in plenty of sugar, 7 to 11 grams, or 1.5 to 2.5 teaspoons per packet. Sheesh. Exception, Kodiak Classic Rolled Protein Oats. With its pea and whey proteins, Kodiak's oats cook up super creamy. They're unsweetened, so you can add your own fruit, spices, etc. Even if you throw in a teaspoon of brown sugar, 4 grams, you'll do better than sugary packets. Mix it up. Need to jazz up plain oats? Try these combos. Raisins, walnuts, pumpkin spice, apricots, toasted almonds, chopped apple or pear with cinnamon, blueberries, fresh or frozen, and chia, or strawberries and vanilla yogurt. Think outside the bowl. Want a hot, not cereal breakfast? We've got you covered. Easy eggs. For most people, the American Heart Association recommends no more than one egg yolk a day. Want more egg than that? Grab some whites. All protein, no cholesterol. Cartons make it easy. No egg to crack, you get whites without wasting yolks, and they come pasteurized, so there's no worry about cross-contamination or undercooking. Go with all whites or mix equal part whites with a whole egg and egg whites. The results are light yet eggy tasting. For a deliciously veggie-rich scramble or omelet, add broccoli, scallions, and a sprinkle of sharp cheddar, or bell pepper, mushrooms, and onions, or tomatoes or pico de gallo, scallions, and feta. Easy eggs from plants. Dropping animal foods for plants? Now even eggs have an easy sub. A 100-calorie frozen just egg folded plant egg gets its protein, 7 grams, from mung beans and its eggy color from carrot and turmeric. Its taste? Convincing. Take note, the sodium, 300 milligrams apiece, and price, $4 for 4, quote, eggs, aren't low. So if you've got a few minutes to spare, try scrambled tofu. Hold the pork. There are plenty of reasons to replace fatty bacon and breakfast sausage. They're linked to colorectal cancer, for one. And no one does veggie breakfast sausage better than Morningstar Farms. Its original sausage patties hit all the right savory notes. They take less than a minute to microwave, and each has just 80 calories, no saturated fat, and 230 milligrams of sodium, plus a hefty 9 grams of protein from wheat and soy. The whole package. Just add water pancake mix? Nice and easy. Just add water pancake mix made with 100% whole grain flours, wheat and oat, plus protein? Even better. Kodiak Buttermilk Power Cakes Flapjack and Waffle Mix has it all, and only 2 grams of added sugar in a 190-calorie serving. Bonus? Each serving supplies 14 grams of protein, thanks to added wheat and milk proteins. Kodiak also offers a carb-conscious version packed with healthy fats from almond flour, the main ingredient, and with no added sugar. For even easier waffles, grab a box of frozen 100% whole grain ones like Kodiak Power Waffles or Kashi Go Protein Waffles. And before you reach for sugary syrup, try a buttery spread or nut butter, or warm fruit topping, simmer frozen berries, or cherries or chopped apple, cinnamon, and a little water. Muffins in the rough. Want a homemade whole grain egg McMuffin? Or a toasted English muffin slathered with peanut butter? Finding the best muffin to start with isn't as easy as you might think. Dave's Killer Bread Rockin' Grains English Muffins? A mix of whole wheat and organic wheat, or refined, flour. Thomas's 100% whole wheat English muffins? They're whole grain, but they add sucralose, which we rate as avoid. Check for a store brand that fits the bill, or head to the freezer case for Food for Life Ezekiel 4-9 Sprouted Grain or 7 Sprouted Grains English Muffins. They've got a satisfying hearty chew that just might keep you full until lunch. DIY Instant. Single-serving cups of Instant Oats are easy. Remove the lid, add boiling water, let sit for a few minutes, dig in. The downside? Each cup costs $1 to $3 versus roughly 30 cents a serving for the same amount from a canister of an instant like plain Quaker Quick 1-Minute Oats. Then there's the excess packaging, and many single-serve cups use plastic that may not get recycled. Solution? Grab a few reusable containers with lids. Toss half-cup plain instant oats into each of them, then sprinkle in some dried fruit or nuts, etc. When it's time to eat, simply add boiling water or cold water, then microwave. Ta-da! A savory start. If you like hot cereal, why stop at oats? And why keep it sweet? Make a batch of quick-cooking whole grain like quinoa or bulgur, cracked whole grain wheat. Then, whenever you're looking for a quick meal, remove from the fridge, reheat a bowlful, then pile on the savories. Try a fried or hard-boiled egg, a few slices of avocado, and a vegetable or two, like cherry tomatoes, baby kale or spinach, or scallions, plus a dash of hot sauce or a sprinkle of everything bagel seasoning, you name it. Or go beyond grain bowls. Why not beans for breakfast? Try the Healthy Cook's British-style baked beans on toast, in a whole grain tortilla, or alongside a scramble. Gluten-free finds. Got celiac or non-celiac gluten sensitivity? Oats are naturally gluten-free, but they can be contaminated with gluten if they've grown in the same field or processed on the same equipment as wheat or other grains that naturally contain gluten. So, if you need to avoid gluten, only buy oats labeled gluten-free. For a list of which hot cereals in this article fit the bill, go to cspinet.org, GF Grains. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.